50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. What's cooking? Brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. You and I are picking games, Dr. Bechtold. Who won last week? We started this last week, so that's going to mark the official start of our season. Who won?
Well, Joe, you crushed me.
Did I?
Last week. 5 out of 7 you got right. I only got 3 out of 7 right. I got every NFL pick right, every college pick right. You got every college pick right. You missed the Browns-Giants game and the Bills-Jaguars game. I also missed that. I had the Chargers winning, and I had the Cowboys beating the Ravens.
Who had the Jaguars being this bad? This bad?
Not me. That's why I thought they'd bounce back, and I thought they'd cover. I didn't think they'd win, but the spread was 5. I thought it'd be a field goal game.
I'm almost tempted to pick that game this weekend, because I think if they lose, little Doug Peterson's going to be fired, and they're a 6.5-point underdog. Anyhow, let's do the college games first. I'm 5-2. You're 3-4, did you say?
Yeah.
That's all right. You can do it. You can launch a comeback right now. Let's start with the college games. You give me the college games, I'll give you the pro games. Let's do it.
All right, let's start with Penn State against Illinois. It's a ranked matchup. Penn State is 9th in the country. Illinois is 19th. The spread is 18 points.
Wow.
In favor of Penn State. That's a big number, Joe.
I saw the Illinois coach, is it Bielema?
Yeah.
Sort of taking little shots at the Penn State atmosphere, the Penn State crowd. So I hope that they have a chance to blow him out, and I hope they do. I hope they do, and I think they will. He's an unlikable character, isn't he?
Yeah, Bielema?
Yeah.
Do you think it's by 18 points, though?
No, I think it's by 25 points, so Penn State will cover.
Yeah, I think Penn State covers, too. I don't have the greatest feeling about it. It could be a 2-score game, but I'll say that Penn State also covers as well.
Next.
Georgia, Alabama. Huge game at Alabama. Number 2 versus number 4. Georgia is favored by 1, Joe.
You go first on that one.
I like Georgia in this game. Kalen DeBoer, I'm still trying to figure out what his Alabama team philosophy is going to look like in their identity. Georgia just continues to be the bully in the SEC, and I know Alabama beat them last year. They get revenge in Tuscaloosa.
I'm going Alabama. That quarterback might win the Heisman, and between them, they've played 6 games, and the only close one is Georgia barely beating Kentucky. What are we doing there? A 1-point win over Kentucky? I'll take Alabama to win.
Louisville and Notre Dame. Notre Dame is favored by 7. It's another ranked matchup. Louisville 15. Notre Dame is 16. Notre Dame favored by 7 points.
I can't get Notre Dame's horrific loss out of my mind. I think this is one you jump on. Louisville's beaten everybody by double digits, including Austin Peay.
Remember when your Jacksonville State.
Remember when your nickname was almost Mr. P?
Well, it was not almost. We will never go back to that again.
I'm taking Louisville to beat this spread. You?
Yeah, I'll take Louisville as well. I think Notre Dame, they might lose this game, but it's in South Bend at home. And if they're going to lose, it's going to be by a field goal in dramatic fashion, even though Louisville beat them last year.
I know they did. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet, 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing, up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High of 75 today with cloudy skies. Are you ready to get to the NFL?
Let's do it.
All right. I just lost everything. I've lost everything. What happened? Oh, here it is. All right. Let's start in the division, and let's go to the Andy Dalton Bowl. Bengals, a 4.5-point favorite over the Panthers. Who you got?
I think Cincinnati finally proves me right for 1 week. They win by over a touchdown.
I think you're wrong. I think that the Bengals are in a much worse state than a lot of people think. Every time I hear somebody talk Bengals, including you, it's, they're 0-3. They'll be fine. Will they? Their defense stinks. I think Andy Dalton lights them up. I think the Panthers win outright and go 4-0. How do you like that?
Well, let's see it happen. I don't think it will.
I do. Next game is a great game. Bills at the Ravens. An epic quarterback showdown here. I think Josh Allen's the best player in all of football. However, I think in this game that the Ravens get it together at home and probably win by a field goal, in which case with a 2.5-point spread, I would win. I'm taking the Ravens.
Yeah, I like the Ravens too. I feel like the magic of the Bills is going to run out in one game, not full season-wise. And Baltimore going to 1-3 would be a significant detriment to their ultimate goals. Plus, it's at home. Give me Baltimore.
You copied me there. Let's go Commanders and Browns. Man, is this interesting. The Commanders are a 1-point favorite. They've scored on, I forget the number, basically all their drives in the last game and a half. And Jaden Daniels looks like a real player, doesn't he? And I think the Browns are just imploding.
The Commanders are playing Arizona. The Browns are playing the Raiders.
What? Then did I get the first game wrong? No.
No, you got Buffalo and Baltimore right, but Cleveland is playing the Raiders this week in Vegas.
Holy bird biscuits. You're right. What's the point spread?
It is Raiders minus 1.5.
And I'm all flummoxed. Myles Garrett has 2 foot injuries, an Achilles and a hip injury. He's going to show up to the game in a body cast. This is the Browns are a mess right now. It actually doesn't matter who they're playing. I'm taking the Raiders in this game. You?
Wrong. I'm taking the Browns. I don't think the Raiders are any good. And they're talking about players taking, plays off or whatever. They're making personal decisions or business decisions. I think the Raiders, though, against the Browns, like, I don't know. Cleveland will find a way to do it because their defense is still good enough.
No, it's not. Their defense stinks. Now I'm afraid to look at the next game because I don't know what I'm looking at. Am I going to pick a game from later in the season?
This is the Steeler game.
No, we have 2 other NFL games
to
pick.
Well, we have a minute to do so.
Then so we will. Chiefs-Chargers. Chiefs by a touchdown. I'm taking the Chiefs. The Chargers are banged up coming out of that
game.
Yeah,
I'm taking the Chiefs too. Who knows if Herbert's going
to
play.
All right, let's go to the Steelers. Let's go with a 1.5-point. Steelers are favored. I said 28-13. I'm sticking to that.
I think they're going
to
blow them out too. I got Steelers. Steelers over the Colts. So we differ on Raiders and Browns. We differ on Alabama and Georgia, and we both went Louisville.
Thank you, Limits. I hope you have the weekend of your life.
You as well. Thank you very much.